Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We'd just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing your community. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign? A yes or no?
No.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually voted in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Definitely going to vote, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely, or not registered to vote?
Not likely.
So very likely or definitely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you, ma'am. Again, thank you for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, with which political party are you registered to vote? Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? African American or Black, Asian American, White Caucasian, Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. And is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
Thank you. Now, moving right along, generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
I think they're in the right direction.
The right direction. Okay. And from the following list, what is the one thing that local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Traffic and congestion, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or corruption in local government. If you have to pick one, what would be the one? That would make your daily life better.
I guess congestion.
The traffic and congestion. Thank you, ma'am. Now, although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably, or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, or probably for the Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican?
Probably for the Democrat.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Joe Sanchez, favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion or never heard of it?
No opinion. Never heard of him.
No opinion. Okay. Oh, never heard of it. How about Daniel Lavin Cava? Same question. Favorable, unfavorable? No opinion, never heard of it.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Francis Suarez. Same question. Same options.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very unfavorable. And Miguel Solomon. Favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know him.
Okay. And how about Donald Trump? Favorable somewhat, very, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat very unfavorable, or no opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And how about, very unfavorable. And Helen Higgins, do you have an opinion on Ms. Higgins?
Don't know her, nope.
Okay. And Maria Elvira Salazar, same question. Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of it.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And Vicky Lopez, same question, same options.
Don't know Lopez.
Who that is? Okay. How about Carlos Jimenez? Do you have an opinion? Never heard of it?
Not heard of him.
Okay. And Alfonso Alfie Leon. Have you heard of that person?
No.
Okay. And how about Rosie Cordero Stutz? Do you have an opinion? I've never heard of it.
Nope. Nope. Not heard of it.
And Joe Carollo? Do you have an opinion?
No.
Okay. And Fabian Baez. Do you recognize the name?
What's the last name? Is Baskin?
No, is Baez 8? Fabian Baez 8?
So I'm thinking of very unfavorable.
Okay. It spells B for Bravo, Alpha Sierra, Alpha Bravo, and Echo. Wasabi, I think it is, right? So very unfavorable?
Actually, that, I don't think I know that person. I'm thinking
okay.
of somebody else.
How about Alex Diaz de la Portilla? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden from 0 to 100? I'm sorry. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. No opinion, never heard of it.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line, ma'am. Now, you will not be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Healing Higgins or Joe Carollo?
I don't know yet.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Helen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Don't know yet.
No, no yet? Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Helen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Don't know yet.
Don't know about them. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ellen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know.
Okay. She's the county commissioner in your district. Now, you will not be giving some statements about Ellen Higgins. Can you please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Ellen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first statement. And these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? Now, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Helen Higgins actually vote to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Would that make you to support her much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. And since Helen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the county, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made up worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Same question, much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference, and you support?
Well, it's a ridiculous question. I mean, she has no impact on it. So I don't know, what's the answer that says I disagree?
No, it's either...
She has no impact.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, like I said, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign. No, if that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference when it comes to your support for her?
Oh, it makes no difference.
Okay. Now, Helen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in traffic and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes, so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulting in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or take an expensive alternative like Uber and Lyft. Will that make it to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. And during these challenging times, Hilton Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Same questions, same options. Makes no difference when you support, or much
makes
less?
No difference.
Okay.
Makes no difference.
Hilton Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars for foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Is that statement would make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. And Hilton Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out a long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Same question. Will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. One last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote, Hilly Higgins or Joe Carrello?
Probably Higgins.
Okay, thank you. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote, Hilly Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
I don't know.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, I'm on the following candidates. For who would you vote, Hilton Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school graduates from college graduate with associates, college graduate with a bachelor's, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, thank you very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Very kind of you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.